with the Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton.
The House will be in order.
The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed a bill called the Regulatory Accountability Act. The legislation, now before the Republican-controlled Senate, would make it much harder for EPA or any other federal agencies to create new regulations to protect the environment or public safety. U.S. Representative Tom Marino of Pennsylvania was among the House Republicans who argued the law is necessary because EPA and government regulations in general have gone too far.
I live in the middle of five farms. I've been there for almost two decades. Just recently, the EPA has attempted to get more control over farmland by saying that if there's a rainstorm and there's a puddle, or a farmer even spills milk, EPA has control over that land.
Wait, stop, really? EPA is seizing land from farmers when they spill glasses of milk? That is pretty extreme. I called the congressman's spokesman, Ryan Shuchard.
Can you all give me an example of when EPA has taken control over a farmer's land because the farmer spilled milk or for any other reason?
He usually uses the spilled milk thing. It's, you know, obviously a sort of anecdotal thing. I don't think we have anything about the actual milk.
I checked with EPA, and as it turns out, the agency has never pursued any kind of enforcement action because of a milk spill. And the agency has never taken control of farmland. With this in mind, let's run the congressman's claim through the Environment in Focus Truth-O-Meter. Oof, the Truth-O-Meter grades that one an F-. Okay, but what about the bigger picture, the broader claim by congressional Republicans that regulations of all kinds need to be stopped because they are costing the economy $1.86 trillion a year and killing jobs? Where does that number come from? With a little digging, I discovered the source of the figure is an unpublished paper called Tip of the Costberg by a libertarian think tank, the Competitive Enterprise Institute. It is funded in part by the Koch brothers, billionaire industrialists who manufacture fertilizer, petrochemicals, and other products and don't like regulation. I sent the Costberg paper to Frank Ackerman, an economist and lecturer at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Well, if they hid what they were doing, you'd call it fraud.
Ackerman explained that the $1.86 trillion figure includes the cost of all government regulations going back decades, but none of the benefits. For example, the number includes the cost of filtering soot air pollution from the smokestacks of coal-fired power plants, but not the much greater financial and social benefits of fewer hospital visits for asthma and heart attacks.
That's an absurd approach.
Most economic studies have concluded that environmental regulations are not job killers, and in fact create as many jobs as they displace. So, if this is not really about jobs, what's behind the Republican majority's anti-regulatory legislation? In the end, this has nothing to do with family farmers. Big industries like fertilizer factories, coal-fired power plants, and oil refineries have a direct financial interest in obstructing regulation of their polluting businesses. That includes industries owned by the Koch brothers, who gave money not only to the Competitive Enterprise Institute, but also to the campaign of Representative Marino and many others in Congress. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.